Indie Girls with Soraya and Sherelle. We are two girls who love Formula One and IndyCar. This week is going to be a little bit different. We have been super, super busy. I've had a lot going on with school and a lot going on with family. And Sherelle has been crazy busy with work that we watched the races.
Well, kind of.
I watched one race and half of the IndyCar race. So I watched the full F1 race, half of the IndyCar. But the things got super busy that it just was like at the bottom of my brain, and so I don't remember it. Sherelle didn't watch F1, but watched IndyCar half asleep.
Yeah, I decided that 3 o'clock in the morning was a great time to watch IndyCar before having to leave for work at 5. So
And then do a 12-hour shift.
Yeah.
So that was great. Neither of us really remember what happened this weekend, and we decided that since next week we don't have, or this weekend we don't have any races, we will go back, watch the races, watch Monaco, watch Canada, watch
Road America,
and
take good notes,
and
we'll do a full
podcast,
catch up, recap. Podcast
next week
on all the races we haven't done one for so far. So that'll be next week. This week we're just gonna kind of sit and talk, and I know there's been news that it's come out.
I have the news. I know that much. I know.
At the very least, and then we'll kind of just sit and talk all things F1, IndyCar,
life,
why we love it, life. Yeah, give you guys an update on. What's going on in our lives? So, let's talk. You can either, decide to skip this one and wait for next week when all of our recaps come out, or, we'd love it if you stick around and just,
listen to us probably banter on who knows what. I don't know if banter was the right word to use.
I mean, we do that occasionally on this podcast.
Anyways, news. Little Dave is back!
So excited to have...
Oh, fair warning, that might be a little loud in your headphones if you're listening to headphones.
I probably should have done that beforehand.
Little Dave is back!
But we've got, David Malukas, who will be driving the number 66 for Meyer Shank for the rest of the year. I mean, it is sad to see... Tom Blomqvist.
Okay, I am heartbroken, but
we are excited to be able to see
Little Dave is back. If you can't tell, I love him so much.
David Malukas is back, and from things I have heard and listened to, this is not the end for Tom Blomqvist with Meyer Shank. The plan is that they want to do have him more on, like, they want to have their own endurance team, and they want him over there. So this is not the end.
He's just he's a good endurance racer, and I feel like he would be very beneficial to Meyer Shank in that aspect of things.
So we will have little Dave back, and then there was actually testing today at Milwaukee. And so I was just listening to a different podcast where they talked about it. So good testing over there. They were testing the hybrids out on the oval. Mm-hmm. The Penske cars were the quickest. I think it's not a huge surprise at this point. But you also had quite a few other drivers as well. You had, I'm trying to remember who they said. I know Pato was like up in the top 5. You had, I want to say Rossi and Ray Hall were in the top 10. David Malukas was like number 8. So you had a good, kind of spread in the top 10. What else has been going on?
Yuki Tsunoda will be driving for RB till 2025.
Yes.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, so...
Little Yuki is staying. Yuki, I could not have been more excited to hear that
another
news.
Year.
Also, I love the way they did it. Mm-hmm. Red Bull has, like, their whole, like little channel or whatever the heck it is on...
Their broadcast channel.
Broadcast channel on Instagram. And that's where they announced Checo's thing. And then they went on and added RB, like VCash app, RB, whatever their full name is.
Buy one, get one free.
And they added them to, like, as an admin on there and was like, oh, hello, RB, how's, you know, and whatever. And then they announced it on there that Yuki was staying, and then everybody else got to see it later. So if you aren't on their broadcast channel and you got an invite,
which you should have, if you follow them,
I highly recommend going to it because you get news a couple minutes before everyone else does and you feel kind of special. But
also, if you, you know, follow Elba, I'm going to bring up Elba, because if you follow her, go join her broadcast channel, because
this is so cute.
She is the sweetest, and literally posts the sweetest things on there. So go follow her, and if you don't follow her, why not? Because she is literally the nicest person.
They might not know her.
Okay, they might not know her, but we had her on our podcast, so you should know her.
It's valid.
And if you don't follow her, go follow her, because we love her.
That do be
still
true.
Pretty sure one of the highlights from the Indy 500 was getting to
officially meet Elba. Oh my gosh.
Meet her in person, hang out
with
her.
Is she my wallpaper? Yes. Like the three of us together? I mean, not right now.
I mean, both. Right now, I have that as my wallpaper, the three of us. Literally love her. Go follow her.
My wallpaper, on the other hand, is me meeting Lingard for the first time. That's my wallpaper. And yes.
I mean, okay, let's be real. I had pictures of me and Pato for most of it. I change it all the time.
But I do too. I go back between, like, my Charles wallpaper, the one I have of you and I, the one of Lando, the one of C-Square, the one of Carlando, the one I have of Pato, the one I have of Rossi and Hinch, the one I have of Lingard, and then the one of Elba, mm-hmm. and us too. So, yeah, like, I have so many. Oh, I also have one that I of, like, Jesus, because I love Jesus, so I have one of him too.
Yeah, I'm like, I have so many different wallpapers I change between all the time. So, talking about going to races and meeting people, hopefully that is not our last race this year. We do have plans for a potential...
Possibly
to go to another race.
If I don't get dragged into wedding things.
Yes, Soraya's cousin...
My cousin is getting...
Might, you know, have planned stuff after we already made plans. So
and I couldn't we'll see say, what happens. I couldn't say no to her.
But if Soraya doesn't go, I might go on my own. Who knows? It wouldn't be the first time it's happened.
That makes me so sad.
And I don't want it. I'm like, I would like it to be the last, but Soraya, you gotta get your stuff together.
I'm sorry, I couldn't say no to my cousin. It's literally, weddings to me are just so important, and I feel like they are to a lot of people.
Yeah,
you only get married once.
They're important, but I tell her to pick a different day.
It has to go with her schedule, and everyone else's schedule can't just be up to mine.
Okay, but your mom works that week, doesn't she?
No.
Your dad does?
My dad's not... But she doesn't want my dad there.
Well, no, I'm not saying that, but I could have sworn when we were on the phone with her.
They start the 19th, but my mom would... She would drive up the 23rd, and then the stuff would be the 24th.
Mm. See. If you can't tell which race we're talking about at this point, it is Portland, because it is, like, the closest race to us, and we could easily drive to it, I mean, I say easily, like a 10-hour drive, but totally worth it to go be able to do IndyCar, and our goal is to try and get media passes for this one, so we can bring you even more content, and hopefully we will be better at getting content out. We have been terrible, and we apologize for that, because, like we said, last few weeks, ever since coming back from Indy, we're still trying to get caught up on things, and so hopefully we'll get to the point where we're getting more stuff out.
The thing is like, Indy, I came home, had a test, had 1 week where I didn't have a test, had two tests last week, have a test this week, and it's just like, nonstop since I've gotten back, been studying for tests, grading papers, studying for things, doing homework, everything, family issues, and I'm like, can I have a break? Is that at all possible?
Yeah, and I have worked
almost every day since we've been back.
I have worked quite a bit since being back, and so just trying to get, like, the days I have off, it's like, okay, I just need to get caught up on everything else in my life. And, you know, we will work on getting more stuff out and sharing more of our experience and, you know, just getting, I mean, in general, more F1 and IndyCar stuff out to you guys. So, because we really do, we love doing it. It's just, it does take time.
It takes.
And, you know, we, as much as we want it to be what we do all the time, it can't be because we both have to be responsible people. And, you know, like there are other things that we are responsible for, whether it be work or school or, you know.
Like, so. How much I absolutely love creating funny, sometimes a little stupid content for you guys. Like, I have a life outside of, like, making a podcast and doing content. I go to school most of my days, and then I have, like, of course, like, tests and my family and friends and everything, so, like, I have other responsibilities on how much I wish I could just be a full-on, like, content creator. It doesn't work like that all the time.
But one of these days, we will get together, and we this will, is how it goes. We have one day, we sit and come up with all of our ideas, sit and record for, like, a good few hours, because it takes
several hours to record.
By the time you have to, like, change shirts so many times.
Between so
and
many
and then you have to, like, you know, like, film all the little clips. And then you have to put all the clips together. And it does take time.
It takes
time. And we want to get it, you know, so we can do more. But we're working on it. We gotta figure out our schedules for this next month. And hopefully we will be bringing you more.
Luckily, my schedule is starting to, like, kind of slow down a little bit.
And hopefully I feel like both of ours should kind of slow down here, and we will be better at getting podcasts out when, like, on the actual, like, you know, about the actual races on maybe the week, you know, that they happen, instead and of...
Not 2 days late. That's my bad. Last week, I'm so sorry, I posted it on a Thursday and not on Wednesday.
It's all good, you know, things happen.
Family emergencies happen, and we love life. Life is, honestly,
life is good.
So complicated sometimes.
But complicated.
Okay. I love life.
Throw it in movie quotes, but I'm also, it's complicated. It's good, but it's complicated. Good,
but it's complicated. Like, it's, honestly, I think it's so funny. When we first started our Instagram and our podcast, I feel like we almost did it as a joke.
Yeah.
To, like, an extent, you know? And we were like, oh, whatever, we'll see where it goes. Like, if it goes somewhere, great. If it doesn't, cool. Like, whatever. And now it's become, like, my third job, basically.
Yeah. And it's been so cool. I feel like, especially recently, to watch the growth of both just on Instagram, but also our podcast. I feel like we spend less time on our podcast, but it's often we don't, like, spread the word about it as much. And so to see how many of you guys are coming and listening to this every week.
Even when our episodes can be kind of boring.
I know. I'm like, some weeks were not great. I get that.
We're so, like, melatonin.
If you guys have any suggestions for us on what we can do better, please
send, like, it to our Instagram.
DM us. Like, we are so happy to get, like, feedback from you guys, because honestly,
we're human.
We're human, and we went into this having no idea what we were doing. We literally
we
were
still,
like,
don't know,
okay,
what we're doing.
Yeah, I was like, we still half the time. I'm like, hence the amount of, like, technical difficulties we have, if you can't tell. We still
don't listen to last week's podcast.
We'll go eventually at some point. I would love to go and, like, take some classes on, like, how to do this better and, like, you know, make it go smoother, because, oh, it's rough, guys.
It's not easy.
But yeah, now on to different subjects. Let's actually talk about, you know, some F1 IndyCar stuff. Now that we've sat, you know, talked about how difficult our lives are.
That's not even half of how difficult my life is.
No, but we're not going to share all that with them. I mean, if they don't need all of that.
If they want to know, you can know. No, I'm just kidding.
So.
We can have a sob story on here.
If you could only root for one driver, ever.
Like, one driver IndyCar, one driver...
No. Ever. One driver. Who would it be?
Lando Norris.
How quick was that? She knew the answer to that one.
Lando Norris will always be my favorite.
We're not gonna tell somebody else that, okay?
Christian Lundgaard came after Lando Norris. Lando Norris was, I fell in love with Charles. And then
and you're like, oh, but
I fell in Lando. I fell in love with Charles because he's hot. I'm 100% be real. Charles is such a good looking man, and that's why I fell in love with like watching him and everything. And then when I started watching it and everything, Lando became my favorite. Like, I love Lando. He's, like, one of my, like, he's literally, like, my person. And so if I could only watch him, watch one driver, it would be him. And if...
I mean, we all saw how you reacted when he won, so.
I don't know what you're talking about. Did I scream and cry and laugh and... I had all the emotions. All the emotions.
Mm-hmm. It was...
She did. So fun.
Yeah.
If you could have one driver that you could watch...
Oh, you know. You know who it is. I'm pretty sure they do.
Okay, maybe our new listeners don't.
Okay. For those of you who are new and don't know, if I could only choose one driver to cheer on for the rest of, you know, however long.
I got this. Ready?
Okay.
I don't think they're ready.
I don't think they're ready. I don't know if you're ready. Are you ready?
I don't know.
Are you going to tell them? Or should I tell them?
I'm going to tell them. Her one driver, guys, is Lance Stroll.
No! You don't get to say that. Because that is... could not be farther from the truth.
I was
and they all know.
I had to.
They all know. My boy, Pato. I could only... You know, it's funny, because... Like... I love F1. I love, like, my drivers there. But, like, Pato is my driver now. Like, he will, for always and ever, be my driver I cheer on. And if you couldn't tell by my reaction at the 500, and me being all Pato'd out head to toe, I, you know, he 100% will always have my report. My report? Wow, I cannot talk today, guys. It's been... I've said report too many times today, that's why. He will always have my support. no matter what, you know, through the highs, through the lows, he will always be the one I support, so. Guys, it's gonna be rough tonight. I've had too many days of work, too many 12-hour shifts in the last few days, so. We're gonna try and get through this. Okay. What other questions, Soraya? What other questions?
I didn't come prepared for this.
We're talking. Ask questions. Come up with questions. Okay, I thought of a good driver. A driver. Guys, I cannot today.
And we're done!
I thought of a good question to ask drivers if we do get media passes and have to, and get to... ask questions. Give us just a second. We'll be right. Okay, we're back. Sorry about that. Now that you noticed you were gone, this is the lovely thing of pausing things. But I thought of a great question to ask drivers. But obviously I'm not going to ask that here. So I don't know why I brought it up. But it made me think of another question to ask you. So if you... Okay, I'm talking about anybody, like, past, present, whoever. If you could go in, like, a double-seater ride with any driver throughout all of history.
Just one, or can I pick two? Like, one from the past and one from the present.
Okay, I'll let you pick two.
I would do Michael Schumacher as my past driver.
Mm-hmm.
And my current driver... I think I would go with... This is hard. I have, like, two that I would do. Sorry, my bad. I'm just gonna throw things real quick. I think I'm gonna go with Christian Lingard. That would be my current driver.
Okay.
I'm just gonna let you answer it.
Let me answer. Okay. If I could... So, past... I was gonna say Schumacher, but I don't want to say the same as you. So I'm gonna say Senna, because I also love Senna. So I'm gonna say Senna for the past driver. Current driver, I want to say Pato, but I feel like I can't say Pato because I said Pato to the last question. So I don't even know. It's so hard.
There's only like 50 some odd drivers.
No, you know. I got so many options.
What, 20 plus 30 something? That's a good, like, 50, 60 drivers that you could choose from?
I'm gonna say, I don't even know. Current driver is so hard to pick from. I'm just gonna say Pato. I don't care if I say it twice.
I'm surprised you didn't say someone else.
Like, who?
I don't know, maybe Checo?
I mean, I love Checo, but I'd still choose Pato.
Of course you would.
Okay.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. Are you coming up with questions, or am I just gonna ask them all?
I mean, if you have them, go for it. My brain is so out of it today.
If you could pick one driver to sit and have a conversation with. Like a good, like, an actual, like, you know.
Genuine,
full conversation with who would it be?
That's a good one.
Could be past or current.
I feel like genuinely, I feel like it would be really awesome to sit down with Sebastian Vettel and have a conversation, because I feel like he is driven with a lot of past drivers. Like, he drove with Senna and Schumacher, but then he also got the chance to drive with a lot of the current drivers as well. So I feel like, and he honestly has a great personality, and I love what he stands for, and I feel like I would just love sitting down and having a genuine conversation about anything. I also feel like he'd also... has a lot of, like, perspective on life and the way he looks at things, and so I feel like he would give some great life advice as well.
Okay, I, like, 100%, like, agree with that, though, because, like, he is, I feel like, he's so down-to-earth.
He's one of the most, like, I love what he stands for. I love, like, he has such a big heart for so many things in this world.
Yeah.
And I genuinely love him so much.
Like... just, oh, like you said, like, just so many things, like, that he cares about and is, like,
passionate about.
Bees. And if you've ever, like, watched his video.
He's also
video,
a freaking encyclopedia.
Yeah, he is. but if you've ever watched his video, like, video announcing his retirement, like, that hit me.
I think it hit everybody.
Yeah, I think it did.
Seb makes an Instagram account. First thing you see, retirement.
But just, like... his, like, way of going about it was, like, so, I feel like, sweet and special. And, like, just, you know, his, like, oh, you know, like, you know, these things will fade. But, and I love how he goes on about who he is. Like, you know, how he loves the smell of bread. And, like, he likes chocolate. And, like, all these things. Like, he's just so, we love Seb.
I love him so much. I miss him.
I know. I'm like, I'd love to see Seb come do another race. Okay. One F1 driver who you'd like to see do an IndyCar race.
Lando Norris. I feel like he could do really good at that. Like, he is, as such a young driver, he has had so much potential his whole career, but I feel like he has a lot more potential. And I feel like IndyCar, yeah, they're so similar, but yet they are so different in so many ways. If you want to know how they're different, go listen to our F1 versus IndyCar podcast back when we first did our podcast. Anyways, that I feel like it would just, he could excel in so many different ways in IndyCar. I feel like it'd be cool to watch him.
Okay, this is gonna, it might sound weird. But one I'd like to see race in Indy, like do a race in IndyCar, would be Max. Just because everybody talks about how good Max is. And how he can, you know, you can put him in anything. And he could, you know. So I am really curious to have him.
Put him in a Penske car.
Put him in any car. Put him in, you know, put him in any of the Indy cars. I want to see, because everybody loves to talk about how, you know, IndyCar drivers could not make it in F1.
That's false.
And I would love to see what would happen if an F1 driver came into IndyCar, whether they would, like some people think, completely dominate in the sport, or whether, you know, it would be a fight.
I feel like this isn't fair, but we have had F1 drivers in IndyCar.
I mean, yes. Yeah.
So.
He
may not be the best driver, but he is there.
Yeah. And I love him so much. I feel like what people sometimes forget about IndyCar is, okay, or I guess when thinking about the difference between the two, is IndyCar is more of a spec series. It is, like, obviously you do have teams that are a little bit better and you're, you know, expect to see at the top more. But really, like, anybody could win. It is, I feel like, a lot more on the driver than it is in F1. F1 is all about the engineering and, you know, pushing these, like, to make the best car. And so I feel like sometimes there is a big difference, because in F1, like, obviously we saw it for several years, Red Bull was at the top dominating because their car was so good. But, you know, as soon as somebody else can come up with a car that's better, you'll start seeing them at the top. Why we had so many years of Mercedes dominance. So I think it would be interesting to see someone that everybody's like, oh, he's so good, to have him come into a more spec-type series and see how he does. And I think it would be cool to see some of these drivers come and try and do an oval race. Because I know people love to bash on IndyCar for, like, the Indy 500 and stuff, because they're like, oh, you only turn left? But that's not all IndyCar is. And also, there are so many drivers out there who have been like, yeah, no, ovals scare me. Like, that is a whole nother ball game. Those things are scary. So, I think that would also be interesting to see. I want him to come do an oval.
There you go. I took a Benadryl before this because I was having an allergy attack, and it's low-key hitting it. It's kicking it in, so I'm like trying not to fall asleep. Maybe not the brightest idea, but it's that or dying, and I think I choose life.
Yeah.
Plus, you have cats.
Yeah.
And I would die twice.
But also, if you guys have, like, questions that you'd love to hear, like, drivers answer if we do get media passes, also, feel free to DM us, because we'd love to ask your questions for you guys.
We also are trying to get some drivers to be on our podcast, so just send us questions in general.
Yeah, honestly. If you guys ever have any questions you want, you know, it might be a while before we can get anybody, but, you know, we're going to try to start working on it.
I don't know, we have some drivers that like to look at our stories.
You know,
quite a bit.
We'll work on. I feel like we had a driver like a post. We can do it.
They see our stories all the time when we tag them. Teams see our stories when we tag them. Drivers see our posts.
We're gonna try and get more people on here, do more interviews, because we love doing the interviews.
I think we have.
It's always so much fun to, like, get to talk to them and, like, really, like, pick people's brains about things. Like, the three interviews we've done so far have been great, and we can't, like, we'd love to do more. So.
Yeah.
Send all the questions our way. We will work on, you know, reaching out and seeing who we can get on here for you guys.
If you have someone you want us to talk to, please let us know, because we also, like, we do this for you guys. Like, we could sit here and we could honestly just talk to ourselves about F1. I mean, we do it all the time anyways. Like, honestly, we created this for you guys and to have, like, this, to be a part of the great, like, F1 and IndyCar community. So if you guys have someone you want us to try and reach out to that you would like to genuinely, like, hear from or, like, anything, like, let us know, because we do this for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, we do it for ourselves, too, because we enjoy it, but we mostly do it for you guys and to, like, give you guys, you know, information and, or just, mm-hmm. like, different things. So, like, honestly, content that you guys want to see from us on our Instagram, things you want to hear from us on our podcast, people you want us to try and talk to, questions that you have for people, whatever it may be, DM us on Instagram. If you don't know our Instagram, it's f1.indy.girls. If you don't put in the dots and just look up F1 Indy Girls,
it still shows up. So
either way, look it up.
Look it up.
And we would love to hear from you guys, anything, honestly.
But yeah, honestly, like,
if
you have things that you like to see more, whether it be you want to see more posts, or you want to see more reels, or you want to see, you know, us more on, like, the stories and actually see our faces, let us know, because we want to make this, like, we do this for you, like, because, well, we do it because we love doing it, but we also love the community, and we want it to be what you guys want it to be. And so, if you guys have ideas for us, you know, feel free to, like, send them to us.
Also, honestly, I feel like one thing that I enjoy about influencers, whether it's, like, F1 or influencers in general, like, if you guys honestly are just, like, because I feel like it can be really hard just struggling trying to, like, put yourself out there, and if you want to do stuff influence-wise, like, feel free to reach out to us, too, and ask questions about that. Like, honestly, we are open books. Ask us questions.
Mm-hmm.
Like, honestly, life questions? Ask us if you want us to answer. Don't be afraid. We'll answer it.
Yeah. I was like, we'll talk to you guys about anything. Like, if you want to hear more about our own lives, like,
like, our personal lives, what we do on a daily, because all you really know is I'm in school, Sherelle is working, and that's all you hear. So if you want to know more about us, more about, like, our friendship, whatever, like, we are more than happy just to sit down and, like, talk about ourselves or talk to you about whatever. Like, we love you guys, and we just want you guys to be part of our little F1 IndyCar family.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I was gonna say, I can't think of any more questions at the moment. We will work on getting, I feel like we have kind of gotten in a routine with our podcast where we kind of just, oh, this is what happened during the race. We are going to work on trying to make them more interesting and having more, like,
a little bit more
conversations personal. And, like, making it more personal other than just, oh, here's exactly what happened in the race, which, you know, yeah. You may or not have. Because, like, if you watched it, it really probably isn't that exciting to come listen to us talk and recite exactly what happened. So we will work on having more conversations and making this more exciting. I feel like in the beginning we were good at it, and we kind of struggled lately. So we're going to get back to just having open conversations again and really just making it fun. So I think that's probably about it for this week. We both, you know, have other things we got to get back to. But we did want to hop on and, you know, still do a podcast because, you know.
Oh, I do want to say something. I just thought of this. I have someone who is going to the Austrian Grand Prix who has said that she will be happy to talk about her experience on our podcast. So I'll be looking forward to that here shortly.
And if you have questions you want us to ask her,
yeah,
about, like, the Grand Prix and the experience about, of, like, going, yeah, or any of that stuff, let us know. And we will ask.
And we will ask her. She is really excited to be on our podcast and really excited to give you guys her perspective on everything. So let us know. Sorry. Yeah. I just remembered about that. So.
Oh, no, you're good. But yeah, I was like, we're going to make an effort to be on here every week. I mean, sometimes they will not be the greatest, but, we're committed to being here weekly.
Yeah, we are human, so they may not be the best. They may not be super fun all the time, but, like, we appreciate you guys still listening. Honestly, it means a lot, like, to have you guys listen, even if it's not one of the most exciting podcasts all the time, but it still is, like, it means something when we see that we have new listeners or we have our constant listeners, and it's just, it makes our day. So we love you all.
Mm-hmm. Next week, we will do our at this point, it's going to be a recap of three different races. We'll have we'll have Monaco, Canada, and
Road America.
And we will cover them all.
They'll probably be two different episodes.
We'll do the two.
So F1
will be. Two F1 races together and then we'll do the IndyCar race.
Separate.
On its own.
Like usual.
That way it's not super long for you guys.
It's not 3 hours long.
You know. Listen however you want. If you only want to listen to F1, only want to listen to IndyCar, you know.
No, they want to listen to both because they're both going to be great.
Yeah. They're going to be amazing. So go listen to them when they come out next week. This has been F1 Indie Girls. We will see you next week. Bye!